We all know the story. It's among our top favorites, Jesus walking on the water. Mark's gospel and John's gospel share the same story as Jesus makes his disciples get in the boat and the waters are rough with strong winds. All three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and John, show the disciples in the boat terrified as Jesus walks on the water, thinking he may be some kind of demonic force. All three gospels tell the story immediately following the feeding of the 5,000. Only in Matthew's gospel do we meet Peter walking on the water, brash, brave Peter, who, empowered by Jesus' command to come, gets himself out of the boat and takes off, doing his best to trust in our Lord and Savior. To know Jesus, sometimes we just have to get ourselves out of the boat. For many folks, boats are safe havens, good places to find peace and recreation as life tosses us back and forth. In fact, studies tell us that boats are twice as likely to be more safe than automobiles. So as Jesus makes the disciples get into the boat, it may be he's looking for some added protection. John's gospel gives us a little hint. Just prior to boarding the boat, Jesus and the disciples feed 5,000 on the hillside. Amazed at Jesus' miraculous feeding, the crowds begin to swarm Jesus, forcing him to be their long-awaited king. Jesus knows the move will cause revolt. He chooses his typical pattern to withdraw into the hills to pray. At the same time, protecting his disciples, he demands that they get into the safety of the boat and sail out into the sea. Because the sea rests in the Rift Valley with mountain ranges rising on either side, frequent temperature changes result in a sudden strong wind. The disciples are fishermen, so they are accustomed to storms across the Sea of Galilee. Boats and tempestuous waters are familiar territory for Jesus and his disciples. As he makes his followers climb into the boat, Jesus knows more than anyone that rough waters are ahead. And Jesus also knows that if we simply trust in him, he will lead us through those rough waters. Strong winds stir during the late hours of the night and into the wee morning hours. After a night of praying in the seclusion of the mountains, Jesus descends and walks across the water to the comfort of the disciples in the storm. Walking across the water causes more panic than calm. The disciples are terrified that evil spirits living in the sea are now rising up. They scream, "It's a ghost!" Not for long, as a familiar voice reassures in an almost ordinary greeting. Cheerfully, Jesus says, "Be of good cheer. It's me. Do not be afraid." Jesus, he transforms our fear into a motivator to get out of the boat. Peter is now ready to take the leap of faith. He's lived his life in the safety of what he knows best, the boat, even with the tempestuous storms of life. How often are we so much more willing to just keep rowing around in our oh-so-familiar routine troubles rather than risking change that promises greater glory but also assures us of new, unfamiliar storms? Or has the security of our boat become the place where we can stay silent and remain securely passive, as the remaining disciples do? With Jesus, we actually just don't have the option. He walks across the water, whatever our rough waters may be, and commands us to come. "Come," he says. Get out of the boat. With the water hammering up against the small boat, Peter throws his legs over. He stands on the water and walks toward Jesus. Sometimes we just have to trust in Jesus enough to surrender to his ever-loving care. Trusting in Jesus doesn't mean we won't doubt. Believing in Christ doesn't mean we won't fail. Having faith in God and Christ who dies for us doesn't mean the waters won't be choppy. Believing in Christ means, though, that we will keep at it. We'll turn in the direction of the saving Christ as he stretches out his hand to rescue us from those times when we are actually just ready to turn away. And as he does, maybe this failure, this doubt, will be our turning point for us to boldly trust more, believing in our Christ, who comes and says to us, "Come, come, do, speak, act, be all that we can be in Christ. Get out of the boat." Yesterday, at the invitation of our bishops, Shannon, Susan, and Ted, we joined 100 or so other clergy from the Washington, D.C., Virginia area and traveled to Charlottesville to march peacefully, taking a non-confrontational stand in opposition to the Unite the Right rally, a group of white nationalists demonstrating in protest for the removal of the Robert E. Lee Monument and the renaming of Lee Park to Emancipation Park in Charlottesville. While the rally was scheduled to begin at noon, the tensions mounted as crowds of white nationalist protesters and crowds of counter-protesters began gathering early in the morning. As we stood peacefully along the sidewalk, the white nationalists assembling with their flags and signs of fascism, Nazi swastikas, and white pride hurled obscenities and cruelties in our direction. Within minutes, one counter-protester was bloodily beaten, requiring medical attention. The barricades encircling Emancipation Park could not contain the anger of the white nationalists, nor could the wall of silent police prevent the counter-protesters from lashing out. Hostility and violence mounted. By noon, the governor declared the event a state of emergency, and all were called to disperse. But the flood of people still battled on, resulting in a minimum of 19 folks hospitalized, one pedestrian marcher killed by an angry rallier plowing a car into the crowd, as well as two state troopers downed in a helicopter. As we walked among the flood of horror, I prayed, searching for the peace of Christ to be upon the faces of each and every angry mobster. The psalmist writes, "God will speak peace to his people." My friends, it's time to get out of the boat. It's time to get out of the boat as we keep our eyes on Jesus. Now, more than ever, clasped in the hands of Jesus, we must walk on the rough waters of hatred, isolation, and discord. Alt-right, neo-Nazi, Ku Klux Klan groups promoting bigotry and violence with a belief in a superior race is wrong and not the foundation of our country, nor the basis for God's kingdom living. As followers of Christ, we do not have the privilege of remaining in the safety of the boat. Yesterday, one counter-protester carried a sign with the words accredited to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, "Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." How will we speak? How will we act? Nelson Mandela is quoted as saying, "Love comes more naturally in the human heart than its opposite. We are called to speak in love and act in love. Peter, ready to speak and act in the saving love of Christ, cries out, "Lord, rescue me!" And Jesus, reaching out to grab Peter, says, "Oh, you of little faith!" It's not the amount of Peter's faith that rewards him in Jesus' rescue. It's the little faith that brings Jesus to Peter's side. It's the little faith that brings Jesus to us, who calling us boldly, courageously, to get out of the boat, to keep our eyes on Jesus, and to speak and to act in saving love. And while the tragedy of Charlottesville is still unfolding, with much work to do before calm waters prevail, we are reminded of Christ in today's story. It comes to a peaceful end. All are in the safety of the boat with Jesus. The storm is calm and they worship our Lord and Savior. Rabbi Harold Kushner writes that God is the divine power, urging us to grow, to reach, to dare, to go forth into an uncharted world and uncharted waters where we have never been before, struggling to find our path, but knowing that no matter what, God will be with us. Now, my friends, let's get out of the boat. As we walk across these rough waters, what will be our words of love? How will our actions be a sign of Christ's saving grace? Get out of the boat. Jesus is with us. Amen.